This is the All Day Ruckoff Podcast, episode number 11. Welcome to the 11th episode of the All Day Ruckoff Podcast. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. We truly hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to check out our previous episodes as well. The All Day Ruckoff Podcast includes interviews, answers questions, and provides updates on the rucking community. Before we get started, I wanted to give everyone a heads up that the All Day Ruckoff Attitude is Everything, Keep Yours Positive shirts are still in stock in the online store. Those have been out of stock for months, and we're really excited that they're back. For today's podcast, I am interviewing Christy Iverson, who is a fellow GRT and someone who completed the Goruck Beached Core event. In this episode, we talk about her first experiences with Goruck, her first Goruck event, and then we dive into Goruck Beached Core. You'll hear what it was like going into the event, as well as what happened during the event. Without any further intro, let's get into the interview with Christy. I'm here talking with Christy Iverson, who recently completed the Goruck Beached Beta 001 in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day, Christy, for talking to me, and I'm very excited about this.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
No problem. So to start out, let's talk about your involvement with Goruck and the Goruck community. So how and when did you stumble upon Goruck?
Well, it was my friend Zita, actually. She was looking for a Christmas gift for her brother, and it came up in an internet search result. He ended up not being able to do it, so she suggested that me and our friend Charlotte do it with her instead. So I looked at the website, and I said, no way. You guys are crazy. But it says here you can have a pit crew or something, so I'm in for that. I emailed HQ and asked, what does a shadow do? And they basically told me, you can watch and follow the group, but you're not allowed to interact with them in any way. So pictures are encouraged. At the time, there wasn't anything out there on the internet about Goruck in terms of information or AARs. So we basically had no idea what we were getting into. My friend showed up in Des Moines with her ruck still in the plastic packaging from Goruck. And I did what any sensible person would do. I showed up in jeans and a t-shirt in April in Iowa, wearing rollerblades. And I planned to shadow the entire night. Piece of cake. So yep, no food, no water, no sweatshirt, no idea what was going on. Brian Squared was the cadre for the event. He gave him about a two-hour welcome party, followed by some jogging and then another welcome party. It was terrible looking, and I knew I wouldn't be able to complete at that level of physical fitness that I was currently in. But I kept following the group on my skates, and when it got dark, I had no idea where I was, and I didn't have cab fare or anything. Then he started going through the grass and on gravel roads and through the woods, so I had to take my rollerblades off and keep pace with the group. I had to keep up because I had no idea where I was at this point. I had no way to get back to my car. So like in the middle of the night, it's 40 degrees and they're doing short burst transmissions on a gravel road. And I'm running along with them in jeans, carrying my rollerblades in my hand. They ended up doing about 23 miles that night. And I did 18 of them right along with them. And in the morning, I was destroyed. I was chafed really bad. I was freezing and hungry. I will never forget that night. It wasn't months later until I was telling somebody this story when they said, wait, you're the rollerblading shadow? Apparently, Brian Squared had been making fun of me on the Tough page the entire night, posting pictures and updates, like making jokes about how much I was suffering. And he recognized me 2+ years later when I finally did an event where he was cadre. So that's my introduction to Goruck.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. Wow. So what year was this?
That would have been 2013, April of 2013.
What? A Christmas gift for your friend to try and give someone.
Yeah, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
It truly, truly is. Wow. I can't even imagine. And so roller skates.
Yeah, I play hockey and I sometimes rollerblade just to practice in the summer.
That was the first event you shadowed and your first involvement in the GoWork experience, we'll call it. So what was the first GoWork event you signed up for?
My first official event was the all women's event in Miami. So that would have been November of 2013.
Very nice. Yep. And so leading up to your event, you have this experience shadowing and seeing probably more details of an event than, you know, most first timers get. How did you feel leading up to your first event? And did you have a good time there?
I was mentally and physically preparing myself for a beatdown like the one that happened in Des Moines. So I practiced and trained with my ruck about four times a week leading up to the event. And I would say I was more physically prepared for that event than maybe any of my events after that. So yeah, I had a blast. It was a great time. I think forever it will be one of my favorite events. We had such a good group of ladies, and I think the best of the best cadre. So my level of physical fitness was good enough that I could really enjoy it and carry a lot of weight for the team.
That's awesome. So obviously you signed up for another event after this, because we're going to be talking about the GoWork Beached event soon. How long did it take you to sign up for your next event? A lot of people go through that 2-day period afterwards where they say never again, and then it comes around. So how long did it take you?
Yeah, that period happened between the shadowing incident and my first event. So I really didn't have any of that delay. I was hooked already. But there aren't very many events in Iowa. So the next event that I could sign up was nearly 5 months later in May in Cedar Falls. After the first shadowing event, I was basically hooked.
That's great. So let's talk about GoWork Beached now. So just recently, GoWork had their Beached Core beta event down in Florida. And it's been a couple years, I believe, since GoWork's run a Beached event. How did you hear about Beached Core, and what made you want to sign up for it?
First, let me say, I actually did the last Beached event, Beached 006, about 2 years prior. And Tina was one of my team members on that event. You probably know she helped coordinate the Beached Beta event this time around. Anyway, it wasn't a good event for me. In fact, I still have nightmares about it. My friend and I took swimming lessons about a month before that event from a college student. Not a joke. And then when Tina first told me that there was going to be a beta, I was like, fuck no, Tina, never again. I need therapy because of this event. If I never see another Zodiac boat in my lifetime, it will be too soon. But I guess slowly, I came to think of it as a way to overcome those fears and put Beached behind me. And then she promised me that there would be no Zodiacs. I didn't fully believe her, but, you know, it's a plus. I'm not going to lie. It didn't really sink in until afterwards that without a boat, we'd just be in the water with monsters all the time.
That's the thing, right? So you don't have a Zodiac this time, which means you'll be spending a lot more hours just floating with everything else that lives there. You don't have that protective layer.
Yeah.
So what were the feelings like going into the event?
Oh, terrible. I was doubting myself the whole time. I'm like, why did I sign up for this event? It's terrible. I mean, I'm comfortable in the water, but I'm not a great swimmer. And I've never done a 24-hour event, much less one in the ocean. I don't tie knots of any kind. And let's be honest, Iowa is a landlocked state and a pool is not the ocean.
That's true. I did very little swimming in high school or college, but a couple years ago, started swimming again in a pool, and it is much different than swimming with waves.
Yeah.
So did anything happen before the event that made you question your participation in it? So obviously you're nervous going in, but was there any announcements for GoWork or any new pieces of information that made you think maybe I shouldn't be doing this?
How do I say this? Mother Nature decided to make it Shark Week for me on the day of the event. So like being in the ocean at night with a bunch of monsters with what amounts to an open wound had me pretty nervous. And then somebody who will remain nameless, Ann Kramer, let me know that there is a great white shark that likes to hang around Jack's Beach. So I lift her up, which is basically a terrible idea. It's better not to know. But when I checked her radio pings, she was swimming right around Jack's Beach in the area where we would do the event, like the week prior leading up to the event. So that's fantastic, right?
That is wild. Probably. That's like the equivalent of when you have a cough and a runny nose and then you WebMD it, and the result you get back is you're basically dying.
Right. You're going to die.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to die.
That's something. So shark swimming close to the start point, 24-hour event, most of the time spent in the water. Let's talk about that event and the day, you know, the day of it. What was the atmosphere like at the start point? You've done one Beached event. I'm sure there's a lot of people there who haven't done any Beached events. You know, what was the overall feeling?
You know, it was quiet. All the joke telling and stuff about sharks wasn't funny anymore because now we were there and it was real. And during the safety briefing, they were naming off all these things that I didn't even think to be afraid of. You know, aside from like the sharks and the gators and the sun exposure and waves, there are like snakes and spiders and jellyfish and stingrays and Zika virus. Basically, it turns out the entire state of Florida is trying to kill you.
That's terrifying. You go in with a, you know, a set level of fears and they just add right to it right before the event even starts.
Yeah.
So I've read one AAR of the event, but there isn't really much information out there about what happened yet during it. Can you take us through that experience or some of your favorite moments?
Sure. I guess imagine a scenario where you're in a plane crash or a boating accident, and there are a few survivors, possibly some injuries. So now a bunch of individuals with varying degrees of skill have to come together at sea and survive. No one's coming. It's up to you. You have to tend to the wounded, build some sort of flotation device, gather any useful debris, food, and then get yourself to safety. Now do all of this while you're in the water. It's really humbling. So the event kind of went like this. They checked all of our required gear. And this is significant because there's a ton of stuff not on the standard Go Work packing list. So you have to fit all this in your ruck. It's going with you in the ocean. Then we did an assessment of your swimming ability, a 500-meter buddy fin swim in the ocean. This is just a gut check to make sure everyone could swim in open water and to find weak spots and shake out your gear if you hadn't done so already. And then we went to Dutton Island, which is on the Intercoastal Waterway, to learn some skills. I thought this event was really set up in a clever way. You do a classroom on land. You repeat the task again on water in a low-stress environment in the waterway where there's not waves and stuff. And then cadre are finally possibly giving you tips. And then at the end, you repeat these skills in the ocean at night. And the cadre are one step removed. They're watching you, but they're not helping you. We learned several skill sets, like basic medical triage for non-medical people, how to assess a person that's injured and decide what kind of treatment you can give them, and then how to turn your ruck into a flotation device. Your ruck will float you with 40 pounds of crap in it, I promise. We did it for many, many hours. Basic knot tying, how to keep yourself warm in the water, how to build a shelter, fresh water collection. And then you guys all probably saw the pictures. There was a culminating exercise after dark where we built a raft using debris from our craft and lashed it together using the knots we learned. And then we floated our Hilton on the ocean with our whole crew and rucks about 4.5 nautical miles to Jack's Pier. After that was over, we disassembled it and made it into a shelter on the shore. You know, basically we got warm for a little bit because it was cold after being in the ocean all night. And then in the morning, after shark feeding time was over, we learned how to use a Budweiser line. Basically, it's just a rope with evenly spaced loops in it so that your entire team can swim together in the water. And no one loses sight of anyone on the team at any time. This Budweiser line is basically the log of Beached because the person at the front is pulling everyone behind them, so they have to rotate out frequently. And let me tell you, people were bitching at each other the whole time to like fin harder, and you'd get slack in the line and huge accordion effect, just like if you were rucking at night. People piling up behind you, getting kicked in the face with everyone's fins, and everyone's tired and grouchy. So I came to the determination afterwards that it's just like a coupon. It's going to suck no matter what, and you just put in the work until it's over. So that's the Budweiser line for you. You look forward to that. Once we reached our destination, we packed up all the materials and marched it back to HQ, and then we cleaned up the gear and did an AAR and ate all the food.
That's wild. So you had mentioned that you never wanted to see a Zodiac again.
Yeah.
When you spent time with your home-built craft on the water, traveling 4.5 miles using basically debris from a plane crash or from a disaster strapped together, were you kind of hoping that you could have had a Zodiac?
You know, honestly, I trusted our raft that we built more. Yep, duct tape and zip ties and 550 cord, PVC pipe.
That's a good testament to the quality of information that the cadre gave to you, that they supplied you with the knowledge to build a raft out of PVC pipes, duct tape, zip ties, just random, you know, pieces of gear, and that you actually took that 4.5 miles in the water and you felt relatively safe on it.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. As dangerous as this event was, I never felt unsafe the entire time we were doing it. A testament to the professionalism of everyone involved.
That's wonderful. Speaking about that and moving into safety a little bit, when I interviewed Big Daddy on the podcast a couple episodes ago, he made it sound like the event would have some dangerous aspects to it. And obviously, we mentioned the Zika virus, the sharks, you know, everything in the water that will try and kill you, including the state of Florida. It sounded like this event would require people to pay attention 100% of the time and a huge focus on safety. Were there any issues that occurred during the event? Any safety issues that arose because you're in the water, you're in a high stress environment, and anything can happen?
Yeah, there actually was one event earlier in the evening at Dutton Island. We were doing a group swim with our rucks on to test out how that felt. And we were just supposed to swim to the end of the pier and out about 100 meters and come back. This happened so fast, I didn't even know what was going on. But suddenly, 100 meters turned into 300 meters. And then it was 500 meters and 700 meters. And no matter how hard I swam, I was still going backwards. What happened was we got into a rip current. And when the ocean tides started going out, all those intercoastal waterways are connected. So we were literally being pulled out to the river and then, you know, eventually to sea. Big Daddy was out there with us and he quickly recognized what was happening. So he told us to grab the ruck of the person in front of us and swim out of the main channel to the sawgrass. It was only a couple minutes that this happened over, but it felt like forever. Once we were out of that channel, the current stopped ripping so bad. And we all swam back in a chain to the dock. And Cadre Nick was at the front of that chain. And man, he was like pulling the entire group. So calm breeds calm. It was a really scary situation that was resolved quickly because of the expertise of Big Daddy and Nick and everyone listening to commands immediately without question. So solid teamwork there. And then after the event was over, I heard Jason liken this event to the level of danger at a firearms day. People in the ocean wearing rucks with low visibility, waves, current, wildlife. There are other boats out there that we can't communicate with. And we were really far away from shore, too. So like a homemade raft that could come apart into pieces. If somebody gets hit with that, it could be a really bad situation. None of those things happened, but I would say it's because everyone in attendance was on high alert the entire time. Participants in Cadre were really looking out for everyone.
That's wild. And that must have been quite the experience, seeing your end point. You only have to swim 100 meters, getting smaller and smaller as your group gets pulled out.
That was pretty crazy.
So it sounds like everything was resolved nicely, and now the team knows what to do in case that happens. It truly is nice that GORUCK employs such a high level of professional people to put on these events, because that could have easily turned into something more scary than it was.
For sure.
This event lasted 24 hours. You gave a great detailed explanation of what happened during it. Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on or talk about the event?
You know, I just want to give props to GORUCK. There's so many things that they can't control in an event like this. The weather, the ocean, you know, wild animals. They really can't control the physical fitness of the people signing up either. And they just did a great job keeping everyone safe in the water for 20 hours. We were in the water 20 of 24 hours. And we all got pushed out of our comfort zone and everyone learned a ton.
So during the event, what would you say your favorite part of it was?
Learning how to float your ruck, making it into a flotation device. I'll never be afraid of a cadre telling me to get in the water with my ruck on ever again. Those things will float you literally indefinitely if you do it right.
That's awesome. And that's really applicable information. Because if you do get stranded, you know, people travel with their rucks. And if they do get stranded somewhere or they are on a boat and the boat tips, knowing how to use that ruck as a, you know, a flotation device is very applicable information. So afterwards at HQ, it sounded like there was a positives, negatives roundtable. Overall, based on what people were saying, how did the participants feel about the event?
The comments after the event were constructive and they were mostly positive, I'd say. There were little things like they need to thin out the packing list. There was just too much stuff on there, some of it that was never used during the entire event, and it was a struggle to get it all into the ruck. And then the other comment that I heard a lot was they need to have a plan B in case we can't do part of the event. There was a little bit of sitting around while they improvised on what we were going to do a couple times. You know, have a plan, but then have a backup plan in case you can't do part of it. From my perspective, I had a very positive experience with this event. It was so much better than my first beach experience. I guess if I had to give advice to anyone, do some swimming with your fins before the event, because you're going to spend a significant time in the water with them. And it definitely works different muscle groups than swimming without fins. And then packing. Packing is essential for this event. So think about things that you want to get at quickly in your ruck and things that can kind of be buried in a dry bag in the bottom.
That's really good advice. I think a lot of people spend time swimming in a pool and then they just buy the fins and bring them with, because that's obviously the easiest thing to do. So
yeah, my ankles were the size of softballs for like 3 days after the event.
Ooh. So how was the recovery post-event? It's a 24-hour event. It's 20 hours in the water, probably working a lot of different muscle groups than you do during a normal GORUCK event.
It was pretty good. The main difference I noticed, I was just exhausted from the swimming. I slept and slept and slept after that event. But in terms of, you know, cuts and bruises and scrapes and the normal sort of things that you find, blisters after a GORUCK event, there was none of that sort of thing. So think expedition in terms of recovery. You're going to be tired, but probably not injured.
Good to know. So did you run into any animals throughout the night?
There was a raccoon that we think is possibly rabid that was coming out of the bushes when we were getting a little classroom on land.
Well, I guess that's better than running into sharks or stingrays.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, a couple people got stung by jellyfish too, but nothing bad.
Good to hear. So is there anything else you want to talk about before we wrap up?
Sign up for Beach. It was a great event.
And hopefully they do cut down the packing list a little bit. I know when they ran the GORUCK Constellation betas, there was approximately 3 times as much gear on the betas required than there is for the current Constellation events. So hopefully they end up doing that with the Beached beta, that they'll thin it out and figure out what they actually need.
Yep.
Well, Christy, thank you so much for taking this time out of your day to talk with me. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I had a great time learning about the GORUCK Beached event.
Thank you, Brian.
Take care and have a great day.
As well.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Ruck Off podcast. To learn more about GORUCK Beached Core or other GORUCK events, visit the show notes at alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-011. To learn more about All Day Ruck Off, you can visit us at alldayruckoff.com. Did you enjoy the show? We would love a review on Apple Podcasts. Think we can do something better? Send an email directly to me at brian@alldayruckoff.com and I'll get back to you. Thank you so much again, and remember, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive and drink hard, ruck harder.